the whole world was watching. You in so much pain, and you just lost your baby. But you're dying anyway. Tully Qua. Tully Qua. Ah, Tully Qua. Ah, Tully Qua. Tully Qua. We are your creation. And about too far. If you're coming from the heavens, don't delay at all. Tully Qua. Tully Qua. Ah, Tully Qua. Ah, Tully Qua. Tully Qua. I could use a little help here, 'cause everything is gone. Tell me that you love me and you won't be long. Tully Qua. Tully Qua. Ah, Tully Qua. Ah, Tully Qua. We really are the same, lest you be forgotten. I will call your name. Tully Qua.
That's Ken Dunn with Tully Qua live in the studio for Folk Roots Radio. Now, Ken Dunn released his latest album live in LA last year, and that's album number 8 for Ken, and it was recorded at Kulak's Woodshed in North Hollywood. Now, Ken normally plays with his partner Anna Green, but he's flying solo today at Folk Roots Radio. It's great to have you join us.
It's great to be here, Jen. Thanks for having me.
It's always fun having you in the studio. I know The Great Unknown album, I think from 2015, was one of my favorite albums of that year, an absolutely fabulous album. Since that time, you've produced Wondrous Beauty and now Live in LA, which has been very well received. This is an album that really allows you to look back at your catalog, doesn't it?
Yeah. Live in LA is, the tunes on that album are a combination of some new material that I haven't released yet, some from previous albums as well, and some from albums from way back, some of the earliest recordings that I did back in the 90s. So it was nice to be able to get those recorded again.
Now, this was an album that we mentioned you recorded at Kulak's Woodshed in North Hollywood, which is on the edge of Laurel Canyon, I think, in L.A.
Yeah. That was an amazing experience, being in Laurel Canyon, where so much great music was produced back in the 70s, the home of Joni Mitchell and Graham Nash. And I mean, just so many things happened there. So it was an interesting experience. It was a bit surreal because Kulak's Woodshed, which is this tiny little venue on Laurel Canyon Boulevard, is just a fabulous place. And Paul Kulak and his team just did a great job recording the album. But it was a bit surreal because it was at the end of a California, or actually West Coast, tour. And the wildfires were still burning in the greater Los Angeles area. And the Malibu fire was, you could still smell the smoke from that. And so it was a bit of a surreal experience for me, but it was fabulous in a lot of ways. A benefit concert for LA Family Housing, which is an organization which provides assistance to people in the greater Los Angeles area who are experiencing homelessness. And I was fortunate enough to be asked to do this concert for them and to release an album, which was really a benefit for them.
And you actually do quite a few different fundraisers, don't you?
I try to. I do regular fundraisers for a number of organizations, and whenever I get a chance, I love to do that because I think that is so important to contribute in that way to causes that are so desperately in need of funds. And homelessness is near and dear to my heart, you know, that sort of cause, because, you know, there's just so much of it out there. It's just a desperate situation, and it's a terrible injustice in our society. There's so many people on the street, and in Los Angeles, there's 50,000 people that LA Family Housing supports. It's just a terrible crisis, and you know, in almost every city that I go to.
And you also do, I think, a fundraiser for the Harry Chapin Food Bank. Is that an annual event that you're involved in?
Yeah. It's an annual thing of the Harry Chapin Food Bank. This particular Harry Chapin Food Bank that Anna and I do the fundraiser for is in Southwest Florida, and they've had us back to do that. I think this year will be the seventh year. And again, they provide food to an enormous number of people in Southwest Florida, the people that you don't see when you go down vacationing in Florida. You know, they're the people that are working in the fields, the migrant farm workers. They're the people that are living a marginal existence and, you know, supported by tourism and so forth. But there's really a lot of poverty down there and a real need for assistance like that. So Harry Chapin, you know, of course, a very accomplished folk musician who unfortunately met his demise, I think, in the 80s. You know, he's well known in that regard, but not so well known that he was very instrumental in developing food banks across the United States. And so they continue to this day, and it's just a great honor to get down there and to help them out with that.
So let's talk about Live in LA. We mentioned recorded at Kulak's Woodshed at the fundraiser. We started off with Tahlequah. Now, that's a song, I think, about a whale that was in the news, isn't it?
Yes. Tahlequah is a song about a mother who lost her child and is still living in the Salish Sea off the coast of British Columbia. This is no ordinary mother. This is an orca whale who goes by the name. They all have names because there's only 75 left in the local resident pod. Her name is Tahlequah. She lost her child in childbirth and carried the child for, I think, 2 weeks before committing the child's body to the deep. it really struck home with me, that particular story, because where I live in British Columbia, we're just blessed to be able to see the occasional orca whale, and they are just magnificent creatures, and there's something very spiritual and powerful about them. And the indigenous peoples of British Columbia really believe that these were sacred beings. And when I see them up close in the ocean, in the wild, it's dramatic. And that display of grief that Tahlequah showed toward her child really struck me, because it really, really again hit home that we are all one in the native languages of the Salish people and the Seychelles people. Omatakweasin, it means we are all one life, all creatures, all beings, worthy of respect. And so that's how that song came to be.
And I know when the album, I just want to put a plug in for the album, because your introduction on the album is quite beautiful. Not that explanation wasn't good, but it's a great opportunity, right, to talk about issues that are really important to you. And I think that's, to me, that's one of the things that comes through in your songwriting. I mean, you really want to try and connect with your audience. I mean, that's a lot of why you do what you do, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I really think that the sacred gift of music is such an honor and such a blessing to be a part of that, to have music flowing through me, and to be able to express that and to give that gift is very important. It's not only healing for myself as an individual, but I also feel that it's a responsibility that I feel in this world that is so in need of love and so in need of compassion and caring. Music brings that message. And so to be able to be a part of that musical community where, as a songwriter and performer, that I'm able to do that, a vocation, if you will, and something that I really feel very passionate and strongly about, that we really need to wake up as a species, if you will, and really start to get along and start to really love one another. And I think music brings people together that way.
Now, it certainly comes through in your songwriting. We're going to have you play live again for us. It's great to have you joining us in the studio. We're going to play another track from Live in LA, Precious Life. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Yeah, Precious Life is the title song from an album that I recorded back in the 90s. And at that time, there really wasn't an opportunity to get it out there like you can today. So it never really got distributed very much or really got much airplay or, sort of recognition. When I went back and revisited that album, I realized that song I hadn't played for a long time. And it had kind of got lost, and it was not in my live repertoire anymore. So I pulled it back out again, and I started rehearsing it again, and it started to sneak into my live shows. And so I had an opportunity with Live in LA to record basically what was a live show. And so it found its way on that record again. And it was a song that I wrote for the loved ones in my life. And it was a plea, not only for myself to remember to do this, but also to really get the message out there to people that you've got to really take the moment, you've got to seize the moment, and you've got to tell the people in your life that you love them now, because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And, I've heard so many stories, and I've had incidents in my own life where people that I've really loved and appreciated, I lost touch with, or maybe there was some bad blood at one point or some resentment in a relationship, and I never took the time to really let go and forgive and heal the wounds and tell that person that I really forgave them or that I really loved them. And as a result, I just felt it was really important to put that into song and to get that message out there. And it's become a really favorite song in my live repertoire now. And also, it was just great to be able to get it back out into recorded form after all these years.
This is Ken Dunn with Precious Life from his great live album, Live in LA. But today, he's live in the studio for Folk Roots Radio.
No, I love ya, Dad. You know I love ya, Mom. So here's a song for the setting sun. Know you taught me well, and you know you taught me fine. But now I know we cannot in time abide. God, you never know, no, ya just never know. You never know when it's time to go. I gotta find the time, oh, I gotta find the time. I'm gonna find the time to kiss my love goodbye. Gotta hug my child, oh, I gotta hug my child. I'm gonna hug my child before this day is done. It's a precious life, oh, it's a precious life. It's a precious life, so don't let it slip away. Oh, you never know, no, yeah, just never know. You never know when it's time to go. Ah, you never know, no, yeah, just never know. You never know when it's time to go. You gotta find the time, oh, you gotta find the time. Go on and find the time to kiss your love goodbye. Gotta hug your child, oh, you gotta hug your child. Go on and hug your child before this day is done. It's a precious life, oh, it's a precious life. It's a precious life, so don't let it slip away. Oh, cause you never know, no, yeah, just never know. You never know. Just never know, you never know when it's a time to go. When all is said and all is done, this is just a song for the setting sun.
That's Ken Dunn with Precious Life, live in the studio for Folk Roots Radio. He normally lives in Gibson's in BC, which I think is on the coast of British Columbia.
That's correct, yes. It's about an hour north of Vancouver and a place called the Sunshine Coast. euphemistically. It's relatively less rainy there, but it's a beautiful place, and I really love living in British Columbia. But my roots are also in Ontario, so I'm back here quite a bit as well.
Because I think you used to work in Hamilton, and you had family that were, you were originally from Windsor, right?
Originally from Windsor. Just performed last night at Windsor Folk. It was like a homecoming for me, and it was wonderful. Spent many years living and working in Hamilton, Toronto, Grey County, pretty much all over Ontario.
So Live in LA came out earlier this year, and I think I heard a rumor that you're already working on a new album. Is that right?
You are indeed correct. There were a lot of tracks that were recorded for the Wondrous Beauty album, and some actually that were kind of left over from the album before that, The Great Unknown. There were a lot of tracks that just never got used, and I've been working on trying to get some of those tracks in usable form, and also been just writing like crazy and always trying to, you know, get some of that new material out as well. Yeah, so the rumors are indeed founded.
Yeah, absolutely founded. We know they're founded because, as you probably realize, Ken mentioned at the start of getting together today that he was going to play a new song for us before we get done. So we're definitely looking forward to that. But as far as live shows are concerned, you play with your partner, Anna Green, most of the time?
Yeah, I probably half and half, I would say. You know, it's whenever Anna can join me, you know, she does. And so it's always a great pleasure to play with her. I mean, being my life partner and also being my musical partner, I can't think of anything more exhilarating than getting on the stage with her. Just one of the great pleasures and joys of my life. So whenever I get a chance, you know, I definitely love to play with Anna, and she's just a great spirit, a great vocalist, a really wonderful ukulele player as well. And we just spend a lot of time rehearsing, and I think we're just getting our act together a lot more as a duo, and so it's very enjoyable to do that. And but sometimes I'm out on the road by myself, and and oftentimes the material that we choose is different depending on whether I'm playing solo or whether we're playing together as a duo.
You know, I love your enthusiasm for your music. One of the things that always comes through when I get to talk to Ken Dunn is how much he loves doing what he does. And it comes through when I hear him play, and it comes through when I get a chance to chat about his music. It's been great to have you join us today. If you want to learn more about Ken Dunn, head to his website, kendunmusic.com. Now, you did mention new songs, and we're actually going to hear one of the tracks from the new album that might be the title track. Is that right?
Yeah, the working title, and it could always change, but the working title for the new album is King High Tide. King High Tide, I think, is a metaphor for what's happening in our environment right now. The environmental crisis that we're continuing to face, the rising oceans and so forth. So it is a metaphor for that. King High Tide is something that actually exists and something I discovered when I moved to British Columbia. And it's when a high tide combines with the phases of the moon in such a way as to make a very high tide, what they call a king high tide, which sometimes can be quite destructive and dangerous, taking out docks and taking out piers, and sometimes can cause damage to low-lying areas and houses and so forth. I mean, that's the fact of the matter. The metaphor is something that I think is also contained in the lyrics of that particular song, as well as a number of other things that kind of intertwine, like me coming back to Canada after spending a year working in the States or trying to work as a musician in the States, which was interesting. And then coming back to Canada and really appreciating just how wonderful a country we have here. So it's a bit of a celebration, but also it's bittersweet in that also coming back to this country also made me realize that we have a lot of issues here that we need to be working on as well.
This is Ken Dunn with a live version of King High Tide in the studio for Folk Roots Radio. And Ken, it's always a pleasure having you join us.
See you again. Been a long, long time on the borderline. Been a long, long time since you've been mine. And it's hard as I try. There's nowhere to hide. The mountain side. Well, it's gone with the king high tide. Where the money came. Souls lost. The wild tame. But the cost. A nation's shame. Spit upon. The tarnished crown. Where do we go wrong? In this heart, as I try, there's nowhere to hide. The mountain side. Well, it's gone. With the king high tide. The king high tide. Well, it's gone with the king high tide. Well, it's gone with the king high tide.